Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Title: Murder She Baked, A Chocolate Chip Cookie Mystery. Allison Sweeney, Gabriel Hogan. Daytime. We fly over a quiet downtown village. Inside a suburban house, baking supplies and dishes of nuts and spices are laid out on the kitchen counter. A recipe book is open. Hannah steps over and turns a page.
Baking is like art. You can paint by the numbers following a reliable recipe, where measurements are exact and ingredients set in stone.
Hannah measures an exact cup of sal and pours it into a bowl. Oh. She spills some, tossing it over her shoulder. A cat stares at her.
No, it's not superstitious. It's insurance.
She leans over the cat.
You are absolutely right.
She snaps her finger. Now, she rolls out her dough and places it in the oven.
Or baking can be an adventure, where the baker takes creative license, adding a completely new flavor, an innovative spice, or replacing a key ingredient with an element of surprise. The creative approach can lead to abject failure. Or it can produce a signature masterpiece, a confectionery delight, a Picasso.
In jogging clothes, she re-enters the kitchen.
Make sure you're in charge. If anyone calls, you tell them that I've gone running.
She walks out the front door. Now, she jogs in the village. She jogs past a man unloading crates of milk from a truck.
Hey, Rob.
Morning, Anna.
She continues jogging on the sidewalk past storefronts. She passes a firehouse. She gives a high five to a boy on a bike. She jogs past a man holding a mailbox on his lawn. Bill stands in uniform with an open pad.
Don't you let me know what time did you get home last night?
Hannah continues jogging, passing the sheriff car. Now, she enters a bakery. The stools are on the table, and the lights are off. Hannah turns on the lights and looks around, smiling. She puts on an apron and places a tray of cookies into the warming racks. Now, she sprinkles flour onto dough on a wooden board and takes out a rolling pin. Lisa enters the bakery, flipping the sign to open.
Sorry I'm late. Okay, what's on the schedule this week?
So today we have 3 custom birthday cakes and 2 dozen cupcakes for that cowboy-themed birthday party. And Saturday is the Woodley's party. Melinda already dropped off the silver trays that we're supposed to put the cookies on.
Fancy.
Yeah. The Woodley's love having that party every year to thank us for making them so rich.
Are you going to the party?
Oh, no, I mean, I have to get up so early the next day.
I don't have a date either.
A woman enters.
Can you get Betty's order ready?
Hannah steps onto the main floor.
I know I'm early, Hannah, but I still have to stop at the pharmacy before work, and you can't be late when you work for a man like Max Turner.
Lisa's just getting your order together right now.
Everyone at the dairy counts on me to bring in the morning treats.
Betty, you've worked at the dairy for 15 years. It couldn't run without you, and Max Turner knows that.
You're a dear. Hannah, there's something I want to tell you.
Lisa appears.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Are you okay, Betty?
Betty stiffens.
I'm fine.
Hannah scrunches her eyebrows.
Cookies aren't on my new diet, but I simply can't resist your chocolate chip crunchies. One can't hurt, could it?
How's your new diet?
Oh, it's okay. I only gained 3 pounds.
Gained?
Oh, that's not so bad. The last diet I was on, I gained 6.
Betty walks off. Another customer approaches.
Ron's here.
Now, Ron wheels a stack of crates in.
Morning, Anna.
Hey, Ron.
How are you doing this fine day?
Well, I think Max bought you a new truck. It sounded like it was going to blow up.
She's still got a few good miles left in her. As long as I go slow and avoid braking too hard, she'll be just fine. Sign there, sign there, sign there, and initial there.
You guys are so lucky. I wish I had a close guy friend.
Well, we didn't start out as friends.
Oh, please.
Well, you ran over my foot with your bicycle.
That was first grade, and it was an accident. I apologized, and I gave her the apple out of my lunchbox.
Well, that's sweet.
And it was the beginning of a lifelong friendship.
Lisa notices three elderly women walk in.
The girls are here.
Girls?
Just a few ladies again together every morning for coffee and
to discuss the health and welfare of our community.
Gossips.
That is one way to put it.
Hannah brings them coffee.
I saw Claire Rogers driving down my street this morning at 2 a.m. And you know who else lives on my street? The mayor.
No.
And his wife is out of town visiting her sister.
People tend to have a favorite cookie, one they choose above all others. But I don't believe people choose the cookie. I believe the cookie chooses the person.
Ladies, lovely lemon bars.
Lovely lemon bars.
I have ginger snaps for you.
And I brought something for you, Poppy.
Yeah.
Hannah feeds a small dog.
And angel kisses.
Thank you. Oh,
my favorite.
Hannah, how do you remember our favorites?
It's my job to remember. What are you girls talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, nothing in particular.
No, we are just making conversation.
Well, I know this community is very lucky to have such wise, venerable women looking out for us.
The women smile as Hannah walks off. Andrea enters.
Oh, the usual.
She wears large heels.
Hi. I am putting in an order for an apple pie for tomorrow. I'm going to have it baking in the oven when I show Evelyn Simpson what I've done with her living room.
She's going to love it. You have exquisite taste.
I know. But Evelyn loves monochrome. Everything in her house has to match. Pink drapes, pink furniture, pink carpets. When I started, it looked like an entire bottle of Pepto-Bismol exploded in her living room.
That's why she hired a professional decorator.
True. It does look fabulous. Subtle grays and browns and a touch of Tiffany blue.
It sounds exquisite.
Thank you.
She turns and walks to the counter.
My goodness, Andrea, how do you walk in those?
Andrea turns a foot.
I'm a professional woman. People expect a businesswoman to make a certain statement.
Statement do these make?
Boots.
Well, it doesn't matter. You don't care what you look like.
Hannah shoots her a look.
That came out wrong. I mean, you prefer comfort over style.
Hey, so Mother joined the Romance Novels Club.
How many clubs does she need to join?
Doesn't matter. If she's busy, then she's not trying to fix us.
That's true. I should get going. Am I going to see you tonight for dinner?
Of course, it's Monday.
See ya.
Now, Hannah carries several boxes into a public building.
Oh, hey, Belle.
Hey.
Andrew was just at the shop.
Yeah, I left before she woke up.
Hey, I saw you talking to Mr. Martin early this morning.
Somebody knocked over his mailbox again. He puts it up and somebody knocks it back down. Looks like someone drives by in a car, leans out, knocks it over.
Well, I'd look for someone with a good swing.
It makes sense. Oh, by the way, those stolen bikes were exactly where you thought they'd be. They're being returned to their owners today.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Gotta ask, how did you know it was the new gardener?
I figured it had to be someone with a big enough truck that they could take all those bikes off the street without anyone noticing.
Huh. Bill takes a cookie.
I'll see you for dinner tonight.
In the library, Dolores stands with several women in red hats.
Hi, Mom. You know all the ladies, right? Sarah, Donna, Karen, my neighbor, Mrs. Rhodes.
It's really nice to see all of you. What's on the agenda for today?
We're all reading romance novels. Today we're discussing the plot and the characters.
But you all have different books.
Doesn't seem to matter.
And the Red Hats?
Oh, well, the Red Hat Ladies Club met just before the Romance Novels Club, so we just rolled them over.
Well, I will leave you to it. I have more deliveries to make, and I will see you tonight, Mom.
See you tonight. Oh, Hannah, about tonight. Don't hurry, honey. If you want to go home and change after work...
Hannah looks at her outfit.
And Hannah, please, have those old boots cleaned and burnt.
Hannah looks at her boots, then up at Dolores.
I like these boots.
Please.
Dolores waves weakly. Now, at home, Dolores wears a sleeveless dress and a scarf. She opens the front door and her face falls. Hannah wears the same clothes.
Hannah, you look like you just came from work.
Well, I did.
Hannah enters and puts her bag down.
Is that flour in your hair?
Yes, probably is flour. Dropped a 10-pound bag of flour all over the place. It was a mess.
And I suppose that Claire didn't have any luck selling you a new dress, either.
No, but now I am realizing why she was pushing so hard. Mother, who have you invited?
I'm just thinking of you.
Dolores places her scarf around Hannah's neck.
No. Just go.
Andrea, your sister's here.
Dolores pushes Hannah further into the house.
Stop it.
In the living room, Bill is chatting with a young man in a suit.
This wasn't my idea, but he seemed nice.
Hannah? This is Dr. Norman Rhodes, my neighbor's son. He just moved here to take over his father's practice as a dentist.
Hi, Dr. Rhodes. It's really nice to meet you. I knew your father. I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm just going to go get dinner ready and leave you two to get acquainted.
Dolores smiles at Norman and pushes Andrea and Bill out of the room.
If it makes it feel any better, my mother didn't tell me anything either.
I wish someone would remind them that we've grown up.
I don't think it would make any difference.
We could make a run for it.
Yeah, we could. I think they'd just hunt us down and force us to get to know each other, though.
True.
Plates of food on the dining table. Dolores sips wine.
Norman, Hannah has a master's degree. She was this close to getting her doctorate, but she came back home to help me after my husband passed. That's the kind of girl she is. Loyal and devoted to her family.
Like a German Shepherd.
She has a business, too.
And she can bake. She makes a chocolate chip cookie crunch that you cannot believe.
But don't ask her what's in it, because it's a secret.
Cornflakes.
Okay. So, Norman, why don't you tell us about your new dental practice?
Well, not much to tell yet, really. Just meeting all Dad's patients and introducing myself around, trying to build up new business.
Well, that's perfect. I bet Hannah would love to show you around and introduce you to everyone.
Oh, no. Hannah's already done enough. I mean, she owns the bakery. Sugar leads to cavities, so...
Hannah frowns.
Oh, isn't he hysterical? You know, good teeth run in our family.
Dolores smiles.
Did you?
Now, Hannah lays in bed, tucked under the covers. Hannah stirs and reaches for the phone on her nightstand. She answers the phone without sitting up.
Hi, Mom. Yes, Norman is a very nice man. Am I gonna see him again? Oh, he's right here. We're planning the wedding. Yes, I'm kidding, Mom.
Goodbye, Mother.
She holds the cat.
Why does everyone think that I need to find a man and settle down? I'm perfectly happy with my life. I bake cookies, I hang out with you. Oh, that doesn't sound pathetic at all.
Now, she ties her shoelaces and pets the cat. She steps outside in a jogging outfit. Now, at the bakery, the chalk sign reads, Special, 2 Chocolate Chip Crunch.
Almost out of milk. Ron is late.
Ron is never late. And there he is.
Now, they stand in the kitchen. Hannah glances toward the window.
Where is he?
Not a clue.
Hannah glances at Lisa.
All right. Ron, what is taking you so long?
Outside, the back of the truck is open. The crates of milk sit inside.
Ron?
Hannah approaches the truck.
Hey, Ron. You need some help?
Ron lays motionless on the driver's seat, his eyes open. A cookie lays on the seat next to a bag from Hannah's shop. The cookie is missing a bite. Now, caution tape is placed around the truck. Paramedics from an ambulance and several investigators walk nearby. In the shop, Bill interviews Hannah.
So tell me what happened. What you saw, what you heard.
I was in the shop when I heard Ron's truck pull up and backfire, and when he didn't come in right away, I went outside to see what was taking him so long.
You sure that's what you heard? The truck backfiring, not a gunshot?
Hannah nods, her eyes wet with tears.
Yep, maybe it was a gunshot. Do you think I heard it happen?
Yeah, it could be.
If I had just gone out there sooner, maybe I would have seen the person. Maybe I could have stopped it from happening.
Or you might have got shot yourself.
Why would someone do this to Ron?
I don't know. But I intend to find out.
Hannah nods, weeping.
I got a call from the mayor's office. They might call in a homicide detective from Minneapolis to help with the investigation, so he might have a couple of questions for you.
Okay. You don't think the person is still here, do you? I mean, we're not in danger.
No, No, you go ahead with your deliveries. It's important for this town to remain calm. Go on with business as usual.
Okay.
Now, Hannah gets into her car. She glances out her window at Bill interviewing several others. Now, Hannah begins to cry. She rubs her forehead as she sobs. Now, Hannah and Claire stand outside Hannah's open trunk in a parking lot.
There are no kids on the playground, and the streets are deserted.
People are terrified that there's a killer on the loose. You don't think it could be someone from here?
Oh, I can't imagine a man or a woman in this town doing anything like that.
Woman? You think the killer could be a woman?
Well, you never know.
Maybe a jealous girlfriend.
Could be. Just don't know.
Maybe Ron's girlfriend caught him messing around with another woman and...
I'm pretty sure Ron didn't have a girlfriend.
He did, yeah. She was with him today.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is she?
I don't know. I didn't see them. Ron gets here before I show up. I always leave a jar of instant coffee out for him. This morning, there were two styrofoam cups on the counter, and one had hot pink lipstick on it. Maybe she's the killer. Oh, she was standing right there in my kitchen.
Whoa. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Those styrofoam cups, where are they?
Dumpster.
When do they pick up the garbage?
5 p.m. Why?
Now, Hannah stomps around inside a dumpster. She slips and falls over into several garbage bags. She struggles to stand. Now, she slips again. A man in a suit approaches.
Ma'am, are you okay in there?
Oh, I'm perfectly fine, thank you.
Aha!
She finds two cups, one with a lipstick stain.
Yes.
She pulls out her cell phone and snaps a photo. Then, she climbs out of the dumpster.
If you need some assistance, I believe that there's a shelter about 3 blocks.
Oh.
If you walk.
Oh, no, I'm not homeless. I was just looking for something.
In the trash?
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. Who are you?
Detective Mike Kingston.
Oh. From Minneapolis. Hi, I'm...
She extends a hand to shake, then wipes trash off of it.
Yeah. No, sorry. I heard they were going to call you. And, anyway, I'm Hannah Swenson from the bakery. I'm the one who found Ron.
Oh, good. Yeah, I need to talk to you. So, how well did you know the victim?
He was a really good friend.
Boyfriend?
Oh, no.
Just not your type?
No. He was a great guy, and he was a hard worker. He worked 60-hour weeks at the Cheery Cow Dairy, and Max Turner is his boss. He's rich, but kind of cheap, and he wouldn't buy a new truck for Ron.
So you think this Max Turner is the killer?
No, I didn't say that. No. In fact, that's what I wanted to say, is I don't think anyone in Eden Lake could have done something like this.
Given the right circumstances, everyone is capable of committing murder.
Well, that's a terrible way to look at life. I mean... I prefer to see the best in people.
That's why you're a baker and I am a homicide detective. It is my job to consider the worst in people.
Well, you seem very suited to your profession. Now, detective, if I may ask, how the investigation is going?
No.
No?
She follows him into the school.
Wait a second. No, I can't ask, or no, you won't tell me.
I cannot discuss an ongoing investigation. Look, I came here to talk to the kitchen lady. Apparently, Mr. LaSalle made a delivery here this morning.
Edna, the kitchen manager at the school, told me that Ron comes every morning at 6 o'clock. But this morning, he obviously had someone with him because there were 2 cups of coffee on the counter, and one of them had a lipstick mark on it.
So, Ron had a girlfriend?
Not that I know of.
But he was your good friend, so you would know if he had a girlfriend.
Well, yes.
You know what? Thank you for your help, but I'll take it from here.
Wait a second, I went diving through a dumpster for this. I was really careful. I didn't put any fingerprints or anything on it.
Okay, so this is not CSI Las Vegas. This is a real murder investigation. We're dealing with a very dangerous perpetrator here.
I get that, but this is Eden Lake, and I know these people.
The cookie jar is a meeting place. It's where people go to talk, you know, and I listen, I hear things. That's how I helped Bill figure out who was stealing the bicycle.
And you think because you bake cookies and you chat with your customers that you have the ability to get inside the mind of a murderer?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that people talk to me. People trust me. And Ron was my good friend, and never mind.
Hannah storms off.
I'd like to give you my card.
Hannah stops and returns, snatching the card.
Thank you. And welcome to Eden Lake.
Mike grins. Now, at home, Hannah wears towels, holding the cat.
He was positively infuriating, marching into town like he owns the place, telling me that anyone could be the killer. Like, oh sure, maybe it was Mrs. Binklow from the Cut and Curl. Maybe it was Edna from the school, maybe it was you. Was it you? I know it wasn't you, because you're my sweet cat. Yes, you are.
Now, no. Hannah enters a salon.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hannah! Hannah Swenson in my beauty salon? Well, this is a first.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question about lipstick.
Oh, maybe this day would come. Let's begin.
Begin?
Yes, your makeover!
Oh, no. I just have a question for you.
The answer is yes.
Yes?
Yes! Foundation makes a difference.
Do you carry this lipstick?
Pretty Girl Cosmetics Passion Pink? No. Do you see how that's smeared? Our lipstick? Smudge.
But if I wanted to buy this lipstick, where would I get it?
Hannah, it's not your color. Trust me. You're a winter, and that is a summer color. Now let me sit you down and let me show you the woman inside of you that is just dying to come out. Ooh, nice bone structure.
Thank you.
We have got to do something with this hair.
So you don't like passion pink lipstick?
Well, I really don't like anything from that line. It's not what I'd call vulgar, but I wouldn't call it classy either.
Do you know anyone who does like passion pink?
There's only one woman in town that can get away with wearing it. Danielle Watson.
The coach's wife?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't have time for this. I have to get to the church.
No. There is always time for beauty. Beauty is timeless.
Hannah stares in the mirror as Rhonda holds her hair in a clump. Now, a small church house. The crowd includes Dolores, with Norman. Hannah sits a row behind Mike.
The service is over. Go in peace. And may the Lord be with you all. Now, the family asks if you'd like to join them for light refreshments in the common room.
The assembled crowd rises and walks toward the exit. Dolores approaches Hannah.
Honey, now, I know Norman is here, and I do appreciate your trying. But, honey, a little goes a long way.
Mother, no. Not now, Mother.
Now, Hannah enters the bathroom. A woman stands alone, sobbing in the mirror.
Danielle, what's wrong?
It's a funeral. One cries at a funeral.
Of course. It's awful what happened to Ron.
Yeah.
Had you seen him recently?
No, not really. Well, we stopped getting home deliveries, so I didn't run into him as much. Excuse me, my husband's waiting.
Danielle.
Hannah holds up the photo of the cup.
Does your husband know that you were with Ron early that morning?
No. Boyd was out of town visiting his mother in Cyprus.
When did he get back?
About 8 that night.
Why were you with Ron that morning?
I don't think that's any of your business.
I would agree under normal circumstances, but there is a homicide detective named Mike Kingston in town, and he is determined to solve Ron's murder, and he is not going away.
Hannah turns and walks out. Danielle ponders. Hannah walks out of the church house. Danielle chases her.
Hannah, don't. Please don't tell him. Come on. Danielle, were you having an affair with Ron? Did Boyd find out about it and get angry and...
Then what, kill him? No.
Did you spend the night with Ron? Yes, but it wasn't what you think, okay? I know Ron from GA.
Gamblers Anonymous?
Yes. Oh, with Boyd away, I was itching to go to the casino. And when I got there, Ron was already there in the parking lot handing out GA pamphlets. And the bouncer wasn't happy about that, so they had a fight, and Ron ended up with a broken tooth. I took him back to his place to put some ice on his swollen jaw and talked all night. That's the truth.
I believe you.
I feel horrible about what happened to Ron, but you can't tell anyone about Ron and me. You can't.
The police have to know what happened.
No,
I mean,
no.
You're gonna have to tell them.
Please, please.
Okay, Danielle, I will try to keep your name out of it for as long as I can.
You promise?
I promise.
Now, Hannah and Danielle enter a reception area. Danielle approaches a man as Hannah watches. Norman looks up from a nearby table.
Hey. Hi, there you are.
Norman.
Hey.
Hi.
Hannah sits beside him.
Jeez, I like your new look.
Oh, great, thanks. You knew Ron?
Oh, yeah, he was a patient.
Norman, did Ron come to see you the morning that he was killed?
He did, actually, yeah.
Can I ask why?
Apparently, he got in a fight at the casino, and he got socked in the jaw, and he came to my office the next morning without an appointment, just as I was opening up, and I gave him a shot of xylocaine for the pain, but he would not take the time to get the tooth fixed.
Why?
He said that he hated being late for deliveries and that he was already late for the cookie jar for you.
Did you have an appointment after him?
He cocks his head.
Are you asking me if I have an alibi? Do I have to account for my whereabouts?
No, I mean, of course not. I was just curious.
Well, I did not follow Ron to the back of your shop and shoot him. No, I didn't, because I did have an appointment right after him.
Really?
I did. It was your mother.
My mother?
Yeah, she came in and I whitened her teeth. She came in actually just as Ron was leaving. She even waved goodbye to him. You can ask her if you don't believe me.
No. It's not that. I mean, you seem like a very nice man. Of course, I believe you. Oh.
You're a very nice woman. I'd love to spend some more time with you.
I'd like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. We should come by the office tomorrow. I can clean your teeth.
She covers her mouth nervously.
That was a weird offer. I know.
He chuckles and covers his face.
I don't date very often. I think you're flustering me is what's happening here.
I am?
You are.
Oh.
How about lunch? We could do lunch, have a picnic or something, and get to know each other. I promise I won't talk about dental hygiene at all.
Sounds perfect.
Great.
Now, Hannah carries a basket of pastries into the police station.
Detective Kingston.
Miss Hannah Swenson. Out of the dumpster.
Yeah. Well, it's nice of you to come to Ron's funeral.
You'd be surprised how often the killer shows up at the funeral to inject himself into the investigation.
I should have known you came here just for the investigation.
Think I came for the cookies?
No, don't.
They're very good, by the way.
Mikey, what happened with the cup I found?
The fingerprints were way too compromised by the garbage.
So you have nothing?
I didn't say that. A homeless guy was seen in the alley the morning of the shooting.
That's a dead end. No pun intended. But Vincent's harmless. He just goes around collecting cans and bottles from the alley.
Well, if it's okay with you, I think I'll follow up anyway, you know, since it's my job.
Of course. I'll leave you to it.
Spoke to your boyfriend.
She stiffens.
My boyfriend?
He told me about the casino and how Mr. LaSalle was hit by the bouncer.
Well, it's not my boyfriend.
Oh, I just assume.
You do that a lot, don't you? Assume things. Is that what they taught you in detective school, to assume things? Because I assume that you should be out there finding the person with the real motive.
Ms. Swenson, if you know something about this investigation, I expect you to tell me.
Of course I would. You're the detective, as you keep reminding me.
Danielle enters with her husband. She looks pleadingly at Hannah.
And what do I know anyway? I'm just a baker.
Now, Hannah on the phone in her bakery kitchen.
We will be sending these cookies right out to you. Congratulations on winning our Cookie of the Month Club, Mrs. Watson.
Do you have family in Eden Lake? A son. Oh, he's coach of the baseball team for the high school. How nice. Have you seen him lately? Not for a month. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. No, of course. Thank you for your time. Have a nice day.
Hannah, we have a cookie of the month club.
Only when absolutely necessary.
Now, on a baseball field, a batter takes three swings at the ball and misses. The batter looks up and sees Hannah, then beckons to the catcher.
Hey, there's the cookie lady.
They walk over to Hannah.
Hey, guys, I brought you some cookies.
Thank you, Miss Swenson.
Yeah. You gonna bring us another win this week?
Yeah. Well, we're gonna try.
Especially you with that home run swing.
Yeah, well, it is my signature move.
Uh-huh. I know.
The coach starts walking by.
Another swing could take out a mailbox in one try.
How did you?
I think you should offer to fix that mailbox, don't you? Maybe you could even offer to help Mr. Martin clean up his yard.
Yes, ma'am.
Go get him, Tiger.
He turns to the team.
I think she's psychic.
Hey, guys, back in the field. Let's go. Come on.
The coach now turns to Hannah.
I'm sure the boys appreciate the snacks, but I'd prefer if you didn't disrupt my practice.
Won't happen again, Coach Watson.
He starts to walk off.
Hey, Coach. How's your mother?
Why do you ask?
No reason. I just heard you went to visit her last week.
I did. She's fine.
That's wonderful news.
Hannah turns and walks away. The coach stares at her. Now, he turns away and glares. Now, Hannah sits inside her cookie shop. She writes notes on the back of her chalk sign.
Ron and Danielle spent the night together. Danielle's husband, Coach Watson, may or may not have known that they did, but he did lie about going to visit his mother. So he could have killed Ron in a jealous rage. Ron got in a fight with a bouncer at the casino. And the bouncer could have killed Ron.
On her sign, she has Bouncer, Coach W, and Danielle all pointing to Ron. She places the sign down and sighs.
I should probably share all this information with that smug, know-it-all detective.
She frowns.
This is one of my favorite spots.
I know. I asked your mother where you like to eat.
What else did my mother tell you?
Nothing.
A picnic basket at a bench by a lake.
How do you like red roses and that someday you will make someone a wonderful wife?
Yep. That sounds like my mother.
They sip from wine glasses.
Feels good to laugh after yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
Now, Ron's funeral stirred up some weird feelings for me.
Against Ron?
No, not at all. Against the horrible person he worked for.
Max Turner.
Yeah. My father borrowed some money from Max. Max waited until just months before my father was to pay off the loan, and he triggered a clause entitling him to call it in and take my parents' house.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, well, no one did. I had to wire Max the money a day before the deadline.
You saved your parents' house?
No.
Wow. Norman, you really are a nice man.
He smiles and sips wine.
Hey, listen, I have been invited to the Woodley's party on Friday.
You should definitely go and take business cards. You'll get plenty of new patients there.
Great. So?
So?
Seeing as it's been clearly established that we're both very nice people, I thought maybe you would want to accompany me to the party.
A company?
As in a date. It's where two people spend time together outside of work.
Hannah nods.
So is that a yes, or?
Yes. No. That's a yes.
He nods happily. Now, Hannah enters the casino lobby.
No, I'm not judging, Mother. I'm simply asking if you had your teeth whitened. Norman said you were there the morning of Ron's murder. You saw him leave as you arrived, and I was just wondering if you... Yes, I saw Norman again. He asked me to the Woodley's party, and I said yes. Mother.
Hannah holds the phone away from her ear. Now, At the Triple Pines Casino office, two large men stand on either side of Hannah.
Ms. Swenson, I'm Paul Casson, the manager. You insisted on seeing me. May I ask why?
Why? It's a bit embarrassing.
This is a casino. Most things here are embarrassing. Now, let me start off by saying we can't give you your money back.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. My brother was here on Tuesday night, and things got a bit out of hand. He got into a fight with one of your bouncers, and my parents feel awful. They sent me here to apologize.
He's fine. He had a black eye, a couple of scrapes, but nothing serious.
Oh, good. Was he able to finish his shift?
No. But that had nothing to do with the fight. His wife went into labor, and he had to rush off to the hospital.
Well, I'd like to apologize to him personally. I even baked him cookies. They're shaped like poker chips.
Now, Hannah walks toward the exit. As Hannah marches out, Mike stands nearby, leaning on a wall.
The manager confirmed the bouncer's story?
Are you following me?
Are you interfering in my investigation?
No, I was just making sure that the bouncer didn't follow Ron home and killed him.
How do you know he didn't?
His wife called, and he got to the hospital in time for her to have a baby.
But he could have made a stop, shot Ron, then went to the hospital.
That's true, so I was going to go to the hospital and check.
I already did. And the nurse said that he showed up a little after midnight and didn't leave his wife's side for 2 days.
They just told you all that?
Yes, and I didn't have to lie about who I am, because I am a real homicide detective and not a baker.
Well, that settles that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They walk outside.
I just found out that Max, the guy Ron was working for, is also a loan shark.
I knew that.
You knew that? How did you know that? I've lived here my entire life, and I didn't know that. Oh, I get it, because you're the detective, and I'm the baker.
You are a baker that is in way over her head, okay? There is a cold-blood killer out there, and if he finds out that you're tracking him, he could come after you.
Mike gets into his car.
I will have you know that I am perfectly capable of taking care of myself.
Mike drives away, leaving Hannah with her mouth dropped open. She looks around anxiously, then crosses the parking lot to her car. She gets into the driver's seat, the cookie jar logo prominently displayed on the door. Now, nighttime in the bakery, she stares at the board with the names.
So it's back to Coach Watson.
She drums a marker against Coach W on the board. Now, she turns and approaches the front window. She peers through over the closed sign. A car is parked outside, a shadowy figure inside the driver's seat. Hannah locks the front door and continues watching. The car drives off. Hannah sighs, her eyes fluttering, then her breath quickens. Now, daytime, she enters a village boutique.
Hey, Claire, I am in dire need of an LBD.
Wonderful.
Oh, Anne, you know how when you can't sleep, you drive around the town all night? Mrs. Hauser thinks you're having an affair with the mayor.
Fred Miller? Gross.
So, next time, when you have to pass Mrs. Hauser's house at 2 a.m., you should probably wave at her.
I will. Now, about that little black dress.
Claire selects one from a rack and hands it to Hannah.
For the sorries, oh, the sorries of your soul.
Now, Hannah sits at a vanity in her bedroom, wearing a bathrobe.
I hear the wind howling.
She takes out a tube of mascara and applies it to her eye. She puts on red lipstick and adds highlighter to her eye. Then, she applies blush and puts on a pearl earring. Now, she stands at a full-length mirror in her high heels and a black dress with mesh sleeves. She turns to look at the back. Her hair is in an updo. Now, Hannah and Norman enter a house. The guests wear formal attire.
Hannah, and you must be Dr. Rhodes.
I am. Hi, pleasure.
Welcome to our home.
Hannah, the cookies and cakes are wonderful, as usual.
Oh, thank you so much, Mrs. Woodley.
Oh, please call me Judith.
Well, you must have the most beautiful home in all of Eden Lake.
We do. Thank you. Please enjoy the party.
Thank you.
Inside, a man plays a grand piano as the nearby guests mingle. Andrea and Bill approach.
Hello, you two.
Hi.
Wow, you look beautiful.
Hey, thank you.
Norman.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Excuse me. So, you like him?
Yeah, he's a very nice man.
Yes, he is. And that Detective Mike is super cute too, right?
Oh, maybe, but he's very smug. He acts like such a know-it-all.
He's very smart. Bill said he's the youngest detective in the force.
He goes around insinuating that I have a boyfriend. First he thought Ron was my boyfriend, and then he thought Norman was my boyfriend.
Andrea makes a squeal face.
What?
I know that face. You really like him.
I didn't say that.
You don't have to. I'm blushing. Not that I blame you. He is incredibly handsome.
He wears a wedding ring. Oh, he lost his wife last year. That's why he was available to come here. He's thinking of getting out of the city to start something new and was looking to check out Eden Lake.
I feel horrible. I've been so mean to him.
Be nicer. He's single and gorgeous. He might be moving here.
Andrea pulls Hannah back to the men.
What? Oh, hi.
Hi. We're back.
Now, the guests mingle together. Hannah stands alone, staring at a painting on the wall. The painting is a large bright white spot with vertical streaks of brown toward the edges. Hannah adjusts the painting, which is tilted. Now, a woman approaches with a tray of cookies.
Hey, Miss Swenson. Your cookies are a huge hit, as usual.
Thank you. Please call me Hannah. You know, there are a few extra silver trays that I didn't end up using. I'm happy to bring them back in a day or two. Thank you.
Hannah Swenson, is that you?
Hannah turns. A young man smiles.
Hi.
Hannah, I almost didn't recognize you.
Benton, how are you? It's been a long time.
I'm wonderful. My parents insisted I come to their annual party. I saw you open a quaint little bakery. How nice for you.
Yeah, it's super fun. How are things on Wall Street? You still must be the smartest guy on the block.
I've had great success in New York, but I've moved back home for now.
What, really? I'm pretty sure you said you would never move back here. In fact, I think you said pigs would fly before.
I felt I could put my Yale degree to better use with the Delray companies. My father wants me to take over the family empire one day. Excuse me, I see someone I need to talk to.
Benton walks off and approaches two men in suits. Hannah sighs, watching. At the Woodley party, Hannah steps out onto the back patio. The columns and iron gates are strung with lights. Danielle stands alone, staring off.
How are you doing, Danielle?
Hi.
Oh, I'm fine. How are things with Boyd?
Everything's fine. Look, I want to thank you for not saying anything to anyone about me and Ron.
I don't know how much longer I can go.
I remembered something. At the dairy, after Ron was finished loading the truck, he had to go to the barn to talk to his boss, but he said that Max was in there arguing with somebody.
Did he say who it was?
No, he just said that Max was in there talking to somebody and he did not seem happy.
Did you notice anything else, like a car nearby?
No. Yes, I did see a car.
What kind?
I have no idea. It was small and dark. It blue or black, maybe for a screen.
Anything specific that you remember about that car?
Danielle ponders.
Is it ski racks on it? Because I remember thinking I hadn't been skiing in ages.
That's great. Small, dark, with ski racks. If you remember anything else, Danielle, please let me know.
Of course.
Hannah walks off. Inside, Betty stands at a counter. She holds a plate of cookies and selects another one.
Betty? You look gorgeous.
Oh, sorry, you startled me. I gave up on the diet.
Listen, I was wondering if Max is here.
Why do you ask?
I was just curious.
When Detective Kingston questioned me the other day, I said that Max was at the Tri-State Buttermakers Convention in Wisconsin.
But
now I'm not so sure. He was supposed to check in at the Eau Claire Inn on Wednesday morning, but never did.
I have no idea what might have happened to him.
Well, Betty, do you know who Max was meeting with very early on Tuesday morning?
No one. I have no idea. Maybe it has something to do with Max's other business.
He loans money to people.
Amongst other things, Max has a lot of enemies.
I see.
You don't get as rich as Max just selling cream and butter. He's a shark when it comes to picking up failing businesses and foreclosing on properties and turning profits. For Max, it's all about the money.
Betty, if you're gonna go for it, I'd suggest the devil's food cake.
Thanks. Now, Andrea sits outside on the patio holding a wine glass. Hannah approaches.
Andrea, I've been looking for you everywhere.
I belong in a house like this. Don't you think I would look fabulous in this house?
Yes.
I'd have to redecorate it, of course. Modernize it. Shins are so yesterday.
Okay, listen. Something fishy is going on with Max Turner. He's missing, and I think it has something to do with Ron's murder. Where's Bill?
There was a huge pileup on the interstate. Bill just left to deal with it.
Okay. Well, then I guess it's up to us.
Us?
Yeah. We have to find him.
We? Doesn't he have a wife or someone that's looking for him?
Are you coming or not?
Andrea looks away and sips.
Okay, fine. I will go by myself. And it'll be lonely and dark and scary.
Okay, fine. That is so manipulative.
Well, I learned from the best.
Oh, mother.
Come on.
Inside, Norman and Benton are chatting.
You have my word, Benton. I can extract that wisdom tooth and you will barely feel a thing.
Okay.
You give me a call, okay?
Andrea pushes Hannah toward them as Benton walks off.
Hey! So you're getting some new business?
Yeah. It's a great party.
Good. Yeah, it is a wonderful party. I'm just not feeling well. I kind of have a headache. I think I should go.
Oh, no. Okay, well, I'll grab our coats.
No, my sister Andrea said she'd take me home. So you can stay and have fun and drum up more business. You know, I was thinking that Judith would leave. She needs to have her teeth whitened.
Sure. Okay, well, hey, I was thinking, what about Saturday night, maybe? Dinner and a movie?
It's a date.
Right. Hannah approaches Andrea, holding a coat.
Thanks, let's go. Come on, okay.
Hannah hurries into her coat, and they dash out the door. Norman's eyes widen as they walk out. Now, Andrea's car pulls into a driveway and parks. In the car, Hannah unbuckles her seatbelt.
What if Max is sleeping?
We'll wake him up.
Why do we say we're here?
A friendly house call.
10 o'clock on a Saturday night.
You could give him decorating tips.
It's true.
Come on.
They get out of the car and walk over to the porch.
Be cool.
They stand up tall and peek through the windows into the dark foyer.
Nobody's home. Come on.
They approach the garage door.
Where are you going?
Let's check the garage. You give me a boost up, okay?
Seriously?
Yeah, just give
Andrea
me that,
boosts right? Hannah up to the garage windows. Inside the garage is empty.
His car's gone.
They both collapse.
You okay?
Yeah. Okay, come on, let's go.
Okay.
They dash back to the car and get in. Hannah pants.
So, now what?
Well, the dairy is just down the road.
I think it's closed for the night. But we're gonna go anyways, because you make all the rules and you're the boss of me.
I love being the older sister.
Just don't.
Now, Hannah and Andrea creep around outside a barn at the dairy with flashlights. Hannah approaches a pane of glass in the door.
Andrea, there's a hole in this window. It looks like a bullet hole.
You have a morbid imagination. There is nobody here. This is getting creepy. I think we should go.
We can't go yet. We have to find Max. Come on. He's got to be here somewhere.
I don't think we should be doing this.
We're doing it for Ron. Come on.
They turn a corner and approach a stable. Under a roof, a car sits in the dark.
What?
This is his car. This is Max's car.
They peek inside.
What's with the luggage?
We gotta find him. He's here somewhere, Andrew. Come on. Keep looking.
They continue searching with their flashlights. They turn a corner and enter a large barn full of cows.
Max Turner? Max?
Can you see him? No, I see cows.
Now, Hannah slides open a barn door. They shine their flashlights around in the barn. Hannah steps further inside as Andrea lags behind.
Hannah, he's not here. Let's just go home.
Hannah glances back but continues searching. Hannah's flashlight finds a shoe, partially concealed by hay.
I'm not going in there! I am calling Bill right now!
Hannah steps forward as Andrea takes out her phone and dials. Hannah wipes some of the hay from the shoe, revealing a man's face. Hannah freezes, staring at the face, laying motionless. Hannah purses her lips, then returns to Andrea.
What's happening? Do we have a signal?
A car pulls up to the barn. Andrea and Hannah freeze in the headlights. Bill and Mike get out of the cop car and approach. Bill wears his sheriff badge. Andrea dashes up and hugs Bill.
What are you guys doing here?
Well, we found Max.
He's in there. He's no longer alive.
What? What is it with you and dead bodies?
Now, Mike opens the barn door wider as two men wheel a stretcher in.
Right up here, guys.
Andrea and Hannah glow in the flashing lights of an ambulance and a cop car. Bill storms up to them.
How dare you drag Andrea here?
No one dragged me anywhere. I insisted on coming along.
To do what?
To look out for my sister.
So you thought it would be a good idea to come down here in the dark, break into the dairy, and just hope that you didn't get killed?
I wasn't thinking.
No, you weren't thinking at all. You put yourself and your sister in danger. There are now two murder victims. Do you want to be the third?
Bill glowers at them and marches off. Now, Hannah weeps in an easy chair at home, clutching the cat.
I am the worst person in the world. Bill hates me. I lied to the only date that I've had in months. My sister thinks I'm a fool. I've been terrible to poor Mike. And I am withholding information in a murder investigation. What is the matter with me?
A headlight passes outside her window. She stands and walks over to her front door and puts the cat down. She peeks through the blinds and notices a car parked outside. The headlights of the car go off. Hannah picks up an umbrella and clutches it tightly. She grabs her phone. Now, she drags a large lounge chair in front of the door. She peeks out the window again, then sits in the chair, holding the umbrella upright, like a sword. Now, daytime, Hannah sleeps in the same chair, still clutching the umbrella. She awakens sharply, glancing around. Now, she relaxes, sighing. She peeks out the window of the door slowly. The car is no longer in the driveway. She replaces the umbrella, leaning against the wall, and enters the kitchen. She wipes her face and walks over to the cabinet. Now, she creeps toward the front door with a rolling pin.
Who is it?
She creeps closer to the front door.
Who is it?
Your mother!
Hannah sighs and lowers the rolling pin. Now, she moves the lounge chair from in front of the door and opens it.
Good morning. I'm on my way to an estate sale. I do believe that today is the day I shall find some Wedgwood. Maybe even a soup tureen. I'm feeling lucky.
Dolores's brow furrows.
You had a chair blocking your door? No, I was just cleaning the floors. No, you weren't. Your sister told me what happened last night. Hannah, you have to stop this. You're going to scare away all the eligible men if you keep finding dead bodies, honey. No, I feel awful about Ron's murder. We all do, but...
Hannah begins to weep.
Oh. Oh.
sweetheart. What's wrong?
I made a mess of everything and everybody hates me. And I don't know what is wrong with me.
Nothing is wrong with you. You are smart and talented and a beautiful girl. You can do anything if you put your mind to it.
But nothing. You just need to work it out.
How? The same way you always do. You need to roll up your sleeves and clear your mind and get in your kitchen. You always come out with an answer.
I am behind.
Hannah smiles and hugs Dolores. Now, Hannah sprinkles flour on the rolling board. She cracks an egg into a bowl.
When you lose your way, it's best to go back to the basics.
She slices fruit.
If you stay calm and quiet and focus on the mechanics of baking, all of the answers will fall into place.
She feeds cream from her finger to her cat.
Are you lonesome? Are you looking for someone to share your life with? Stop looking for the perfect partner and concentrate on being a perfect partner. If you do that, then that person will find you and recognize in you a partner for life. This is Dr. Love reminding you that a life without love is only half a life.
Hannah drives her car through town. She smiles, passing the baseball player, raking leaves beside the mailbox, now erected. Now, she knocks on a hotel room door.
Hannah!
Hi, I came to apologize.
For what?
For so many things that I don't even know where to begin. I don't know you that well, so I didn't know what you would like. I made you a strawberry cheesecake and some black and white cookies and a fruit flan and a babka.
What's a babka?
Oh, you'll see.
Hannah hands him a bag.
Wow. Thank you. I think I'll go into insulin shock if I eat even half of these.
I know, but it's the only way I know how to say I'm sorry.
Well, thank you.
Hannah smiles and walks off.
So that's it? You expect me to eat all this alone?
Well...
Come on, I'll buy you coffee.
Now, Mike parks his car in an empty parking lot.
Are you kidding me? This is absolutely gorgeous.
Love it. I run here every day. I knew you'd like it.
Beautiful. I mean, I don't really like staying in hotels, but... It's just temporary until after the case is solved, and after that, well, who knows?
Oh?
Yeah, I'm looking for a new place to live. It's one of the reasons I took on this assignment.
Well, I hope you like our town. I mean, you know, with the exception of the two murders, it's actually quite peaceful.
These are so good.
Thank you.
They stroll on the sidewalk beside a gentle river.
I'm sorry about your wife. Must be so hard.
I wasn't sure I was going to make it, but life has a way of continuing on with or without you, so I decided to get up and join in.
Well, I know you're right about that.
Why don't I just tell you that? I never talk about that.
They pause. Hannah sips from her cup. Mike leans on the fence, staring out over the river. Hannah leans beside him.
Found some clues at the dairy. There are two gunshots, each from a different gun. One round found in Max, and then another was lodged into the chair.
Two different guns? Why would the killer use two different guns?
I have no idea. But the ballistics report showed that the same gun was used to kill both Ron and Max, and then the bullet found in the chair was from an entirely different gun. What?
You're sharing information with me about the investigation.
You know, the truth is, I can't figure you out. It's like you're one step ahead of me on this case. I just may have underestimated you.
I'm just a baker.
Yeah. The smartest, nicest baker I've ever met.
What a nice thing to say. Did it hurt?
You know, the truth is, I think that if I give you this information, on some level, it'll prevent you from going out and trying to find it on your own.
But does it also mean that you trust me?
Mike's smile widens.
Just a little?
Yes. But mostly, I'm trying to keep you out of danger. I'm trying to keep you safe.
Hannah cocks her head, gazing at Mike. Now, they return to Mike's car.
I went through Max Turner's safe, and the guy made a lot of loans. He took advantage of a ton of people.
Hannah notices a document.
Hey, is this the list of people that Max made loans to?
Yeah. Bill and I are going to be following up with each one.
Wade Watson is on that list.
I guess. Yeah, why?
I may have some information about the case.
Excuse me. Detective Kingston. Yes. I'll be right there. I got a lead I got to follow up on. Did you want to tell me something?
It can wait. I'm going to walk back to the bakery because it's just a couple blocks away. And...
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course. But, thanks.
She smiles through the window, then walks off. Now, Hannah returns to the fence and leans on it, staring out at the water. She ponders, then turns and takes out her phone. She dials and holds it to her ear, sighing.
Hey, Danielle, this is Hannah. We need to talk. Call me as soon as you get this.
She hangs up and sighs, then nods with resolve. Evening. Hannah flips the sign on the bakery door to closed and takes out her phone. Lisa removes her apron.
We need to return those trays to the Woodleys. Some of them didn't get used.
I'll put them in my car and take them over to Mom.
And they didn't pay their bill. Maybe you could ask about it when you return the platters?
Will do.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Hannah dials her phone.
Hi, you've reached the Watsons. Leave us a message.
Danielle, it's Hannah again. Please call me as soon as you get this.
Betty appears, knocking on the bakery door, holding a cat.
Betty?
Yes.
Come on in. What's wrong?
I know you have a cat, and I was wondering if you might like to adopt Bootsy. She's a very good girl, and she's house trained. There's enough money in that envelope to cover her expenses for 20 years to life.
Betty, what's wrong?
Betty's face falls.
It's too horrible to say out loud.
At a table, Betty sips water.
Start at the beginning, Betty. Tell me everything.
The night before I was here picking up the cookies, I shot Max Turner. He was a horrible, horrible man. I stayed for so many years because I loved my job. Hey, we were providing a service for the community.
You shot him through the window?
He sent me an email telling me I was fired. Who does that? I worked for the man for 15 years. I devoted my life to that company. He said they were cutting back and I...
You shot at him sitting in his chair?
Yes. The chair where he sits all day criticizing me and ordering me around. How was I going to find another job at 62? And then I remembered I had my daddy's gun. He had given it to me for protection.
Hannah's eyes widen.
I had never even held it before that night. And now, poor Bootsy is going to have to come visit me in prison. That is, if you'll bring her to see me.
Betty, you did not kill Max Turner. You shot at his chair, but he wasn't sitting in it.
Hannah shakes her head.
I didn't.
Look, I'm going to have to talk to Mike Kingston. He's the detective on the case. And he's going to want to ask you some questions and see your gun.
Oh.
But this isn't as bad as you think it is.
Oh, here. Oh.
Betty removes a pistol from her purse.
I never want to see this thing again.
Hannah takes out a dish rag and takes the gun.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Daytime. Hannah walks up to a small suburban house and knocks on the door. Danielle answers, wearing sunglasses.
Danielle, haven't you gotten any of my messages? We need to talk.
I'm sorry, I'm very busy, Hannah. It's a little early in the day for sunglasses. I'm coming in.
Hannah brushes past Danielle and enters her house. Danielle scoops coffee into a coffee maker.
Danielle.
He didn't do it. He couldn't have killed Max.
Look, you have to stop defending him.
I spoke to Boyd's mother, and she hasn't seen him in over a month. She also told me about winning the cookie contest, which means that I know that you called her, and that you know that
too. Do you know that Boyd borrowed money from Max
Turner? What? No. I mean, there are so many bills, and coaching doesn't pay a lot, but we're fine.
He may have seen you with Ron. And he owes Max money. What kind of car does Boyd drive?
He drives a black Honda.
I need to see it.
They walk into the garage, where a black sedan is parked.
The ski racks.
He's such a good man. I can't believe that we would even think that he could... No, I'm so relieved.
Hannah walks over to a shelf in the garage beside the laundry machines. She uncovers ski racks. Danielle gasps.
I can't protect you anymore. Danielle, if you don't call the police, I will.
Now, Hannah sits at Mike's desk at the station.
I know I should have told you about Danielle and Boyd sooner. I'm so sorry.
Boyd is denying having anything to do with Max or Ron's murder. He does admit to not being at his mother's, but he says he was fishing.
What?
Hey, jail is filled with people that say they didn't do it.
I feel terrible for Danielle.
I had a long talk with Betty. She gave us a statement.
You know, I really don't think she's a danger to society.
Neither do I, but I am going to keep an eye on her. And I insisted that she work with a counselor to work out some of her issues.
No, I think that's a good idea. And that's very compassionate of you. You'd almost even say that was sweet.
Must have been all that sugar that you fed me.
Maybe.
They smile at each other.
Hey, maybe we could grab some coffee and several more desserts next Saturday night.
I'd like that.
Good. I mean, I haven't dated since I lost my wife, but I'd really like to get to know you.
Me too. And I would love to show you around Eden Lake, you know? I mean, it's so beautiful here.
Oh, I've already seen some real beauty in this town.
She cocks her head, gazing at Mike. Hannah's cookie jar truck is parked outside Judith's house. Hannah approaches the front door with several platters. Melinda answers the door.
Miss Swenson.
It's Hannah. How are you?
Busy. Still cleaning up after the party.
Well, I just came to return the platters that I didn't use.
Let's put them in the kitchen.
They step inside.
Cleaning up here all by yourself?
Yeah, I am.
But there were so many people here helping the night of the party.
They were just here for the evening.
Really? I thought there was a whole
Hannah
staff.
Swenson.
Judith appears.
What are you doing here?
Hi, Judith. I came to return the platters and to collect my check from the party.
Melinda, Miss Swenson and I will have tea in the drawing room.
Yes, Mrs. Woodley.
Come with me, I'll write your check.
Hannah follows Judith up a staircase.
All of our artwork is on loan to a museum in Minneapolis. It's a small philanthropic gesture, you understand.
Of course.
When one owns fine art, one must be willing to share it with the public.
One must.
There are only a few cookies left from the party. I'm sure my husband and Benton will enjoy them when they come home from the country club.
That's wonderful. You know, you can freeze them, too.
How splendid for you.
They step into a sitting room. Judith sits and opens a ledger.
How much do I owe you?
$220.
Judith begins to write a check.
I was so happy to see that Benton has come home.
Oh, it's pure joy to have him here. And he was doing so well on Wall Street, as you know. Raising a son who is so successful is quite an achievement.
You have a lot to be proud of.
I'm sure your mother's proud of you, too. There you go.
Thank you.
Judith glances at a phone on the desk.
be right back.
Judith stands and walks out of the sitting room. Hannah places the check in her purse, then glances around, her brow furrowed. She walks out of the room, past the floor to ceiling bookcases. Now, she steps into a bedroom nearby. There are documents laid out on the bed. Hannah shuffles through them. Outside the window, she notices a sedan with ski racks attached.
Oh my gosh!
She glances to the bedroom door and takes out her phone and dials. Elsewhere, Andrea is at home in a kimono.
Hello?
Andrea, it's Hannah. Are you at home?
Yes, I'm just getting ready. Oh, I am so shocked about Boyd. I guess you never really know people.
Listen to me. Find the list that Bill has of the people that Max loaned money to, okay? Check for me to see if the Woodleys are on it.
The Woodleys are filthy rich. What do they need a loan?
Just check, okay? And call me back. Thank you.
Andrea hangs up, and Hannah dashes back into the sitting room. She hurries over to the chair and sits, putting her bag around her shoulder. Judith returns to the room.
Shall we have our tea now?
Now, Melinda brings a tray of tea into the living room and sets it on the table.
Thank you, Melinda. That'll be all. Please, take a seat.
Hannah sits in a long chair.
Wedgwood. Wow, it's so beautiful. My mother collects them. She goes to antique shops and estate sales, always looking. Oh, sweet. This is a beautifully rendered set that was on offer for a limited time in the 1800s.
Wow.
No, don't touch it. Please. These cookies are delicious. They're my favorites.
Hidden secrets. I call them hidden secrets because of the cherry hidden inside each one.
Hidden secrets. It's very clever.
I don't believe that the person chooses the cookie. I believe that the cookie chooses the person.
Judith glances up at Hannah.
The trick is that right when that cookie comes out of the oven, you have to wrap it around the cherry to make sure it stays.
I don't bake.
Judith sips.
When did Benton get back into town?
He flew in last week, Tuesday afternoon, I believe.
And you picked him up from the airport?
No. I assume it was the butler. He probably picked him up in the Bentley. Why?
It's funny, I didn't see the Bentley when I pulled up. You know, there is only one silver Bentley in all of Eden Lake.
It's in being serviced, along with the Rolls. Why are you asking?
You know me. Curious. I was even wondering about the black car in the drive.
The little black car in the drive is Melinda's.
Does Benton use it when he's in town?
Why would Benton use the maid's car? Look, I don't mean to be rude, but I have a lot of things to get done today, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Hannah takes out her phone.
Excuse me, sorry. Hello?
Hi, it's me. There are no Woodleys on the list, but there is a J. Devonshire. That's Judith's maiden name, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, thank you. You know you can come by and find me anytime we could talk about your order.
What?
Hannah places her phone in her bag.
Hannah?
Hannah forces a smile at Judith.
Hannah.
Now, the bakery is full of customers.
Thank you.
Mike enters in a suit and approaches the counter. Lisa turns.
Hi.
Hi.
Is Hannah here?
No, she's out on an errand.
Will you tell her that Mike came by to say hi?
Why don't you take a seat, detective, and I'll bring you some pie and some coffee. Hannah should be back any minute.
Okay, sounds great.
Mike turns to walk away.
How's Blueberry?
Blueberry would be absolutely fantastic.
Mike steps backwards into Hannah's chalk sign.
I got this.
He bends to pick it up, revealing Hannah's handwritten suspect list, with Coach W's name circled. He grins. Now, Lisa sprays whipped cream onto a slice of pie and a coffee and brings it over to Mike. Mike scrunches his face and looks up at Lisa.
Where did Hannah go?
To return some platters to the Woodley house. She should be back any minute.
Now, at Judith's house.
I'm so glad you dropped by to say hello, but Next time, please make sure you call ahead first.
Of course. I'd like to say goodbye to Melinda before I go.
Oh, when I took that call, I told her to take the rest of the day off. She works so hard.
Forgive me for asking, but why did you take a loan out from Max Turner?
Excuse me?
There was a list of all the people that Max made loans to. It was found in his safe when he was murdered.
Oh, that. That was a long time ago. Benton was having some issues at work. He'd lost some money on a few stocks, and his customers were not happy, so I helped him get a loan.
But why a loan? Why didn't you just give Benton the money yourself?
Look, none of this is any of your business, and I think you should go now.
Where was Benton on the morning that Ron and Max were murdered?
As I've already told you, he was on a flight from New York.
Does he still have the boarding pass? I think that would really help steer suspicion away from him.
The murderer is in jail. And why would anyone suspect my son of such a heinous crime?
If he can prove that he was on that plane, it'll be as if we never spoke.
All right. I'll get the boarding pass.
Judith steps away. Hannah sighs, glancing up at the foyer ceiling. Andrea enters the bakery.
Lisa, is Hannah here?
No, she went to the Woodleys to deliver some platters.
Is everything okay?
Hey, I don't know. Hannah called to see if any of the Woodleys were on Max's loan list. I told her that Judith Woodley was on there under her maiden name, and she said thank you and come find me. But she didn't hang up her phone, and I could hear muffled voices, but I don't know where she is. I don't know who she's with.
Mike turns and dashes out. At Judith's, Hannah creeps into the kitchen.
Melinda! Melinda, are you here?
Judith returns with a slip of paper.
Here it is. I trust this settles the matter.
Hannah glances at the paper.
Yeah. Well, that confirms Benton's alibi. I'm so sorry for asking all those questions. It just seemed like the evidence was overwhelming.
A killer needs a motive. What possible motive would my son have to kill either of these men?
Hannah nods.
The art on the walls at the party was rented, wasn't it?
Beg your pardon?
And those cars aren't being serviced. You sold them, didn't you?
How dare you?
Usually you serve my cookies on sterling silver platters, and this year they were silver plated. Maybe Benton doesn't have a motive, but you do.
Judith takes a gun out and points it at Hannah.
How did you know?
Well, I wasn't sure until you pulled out the gun.
Turns out Benton wasn't a financial wizard after all. I should have known. He's weak. Like his father.
Why did you kill Max Turner?
I borrowed $1 million to cover Benton's losses, and I used Delray Industries as collateral.
Max was threatening to call in a loan. He was going to take everything, and you couldn't let that happen.
Greed has always been that man's weakness. It gave me great pleasure to rid the world of Max Turner. Of course, I couldn't have any witnesses, so I had to kill your friend. Which brought me no pleasure at all. I want you to know that.
Look, we could tell the police that you were desperate.
However, it will give me a different kind of pleasure to rid the world of you, Hannah. I don't like busybodies.
Mike's car speeds down the street. Judith leads Hannah into the living room.
Judith, please just consider the consequences of doing something like this. I mean, if you just think it through.
Would you like to finish your tea before I kill you?
Hannah glances down at the tea set.
That's not real Wedgwood, you know that, right?
And how exactly would you know that?
A little trick of my mother's. Most people don't know that Wedgwood would put a double maker's mark on the underside of the lid.
Hannah bends and lifts the teapot lid.
Shall we see? Like I said, only one mark.
Hannah grabs for Judith's wrist. They struggle. Judith wrestles her hand free and aims the gun at Hannah.
I guess we won't be finishing our tea.
Okay.
Hannah places her hands up pleadingly. Fenton walks in the front door.
Mother, what are you doing? Put the gun down.
I'm doing this for you, Benton. For us, for the family.
No, you're not. You're destroying the Woodley name forever. Put the gun down.
How many times have I had to bail you out of trouble? Our money's the only thing that brought you crawling back from New York.
You're wrong. And clearly you've lost your mind.
We wouldn't be in this situation if you had invested wisely and if you'd listened to
me. That's nothing compared to what you've done. Your dad told me his suspicions about you, but I didn't believe him until now.
Judith trembles. Now, she cocks the gun. Hannah begins to sob.
Drop the gun!
Mike appears behind Judith.
Put the gun down, Mrs. Woodley. Put it down.
Judith turns and aims at Hannah.
No, no.
Mother, it's over. Put the gun down.
Judith begins to weep. She slowly lowers the gun, and it falls to the floor. Mike and Hannah glance at each other. They smile. Now, Bill leads Judith out of the house, her hands behind her back. Mike leads Hannah out of the house, holding her hand.
How did you even know to come here?
I came by your store to tell you that Boyd's story actually checked out, that he was really fishing when he said he was at his mother's.
I feel so badly for suspecting him.
All the clues led there.
Bill puts Judith into the car.
But detective work is dangerous. I mean, you realize that you were very close to getting yourself killed.
I know. You're right. You're the detective. I am the baker. Next time, I will be more careful.
I'm sorry. Next time?
Mike grins.
I'm gonna have to keep my eye on you.
Hannah nudges his shoulder, grinning. Now, in the bakery, Lisa removes a glass lid from a tray of cookies. Claire takes one to a nearby table, passing the elderly ladies.
A double homicide. Good heavens. Eight leg will never be the same.
Hannah notices Norman in line. She smiles at him. He waves.
So, I am making a big Italian dinner for my grandfather this Saturday night. I hope you can come.
Oh, I would love to, but I have a date on Saturday.
Oh.
Mike enters the shop and stands at the end of a line. Hannah smiles and waves. He waves back. Hannah's smile fades.
Oh my goodness. I think I have two dates on Saturday.
Well, you're a very popular girl.
Yeah, I guess I am.
They smile at each other, and Hannah continues rolling dough.
Baking is a metaphor for life. One must follow a recipe for happiness by adding equal measure of reliable ingredients mixed with innovative spice in order to create a cookie that is satisfying, sweet, and full of adventure.
Hannah smiles at us.